Tonight's shir is on Parshas Behalusucha, and the title of the shir tonight is The Two Slav Stories. So tonight, we're going to look at this week's Parsha, and the Parsha deals with a story involving quail, slav, where Hashem provides quail to the people, and there's an onesh, there's a punishment. So we're going to look through that story, and then there's an earlier story with regard to slav as well. So we'll try to compare the two stories and see if we can come out with some insight, some idea as to what's going on. So if you look in source number one, it's by Midbar Perek Yud Aleph. We'll read through the Pesukim. It's Pasuk Dalet through Tes. V'hasaf sufa sher b'kirbo hisavuta ava v'yashuvu v'yivku gam b'nei Yishol v'yomru mi'achilinu basar. So the multitudes, Rashi says the ear of Rav, the people who converted after leaving from Mitzrayim, they were craving a lot. Hisavuta ava means that they had a strong craving. And the Jewish people were crying with them, and they were saying, who's going to give us meat? Zacharnu es adagash ernocha b'mitzrayim chinam isa kishuim b'isa vatichim v'es hechatzir v'es habitzalim v'es hashumim. So the people said, we remember the fish that were eaten in Mitzrayim for free, and we also remember the cucumbers, the watermelons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. V'ata nafshenu yivisha ein kol bilti el haman einenu. And now we're all dried out, and the only thing we have to look at is man. V'aman kizra gad huv eino kein abidolach. And the man was like a coriander seed, and it looked like crystal. Shatu amblaktu v'tachanu v'arichayim odachu b'abdocha v'vishlu b'parur v'asu oso ugos v'yata amo k'tal mishad ha-shamen. So the people would gather the mun, and they would break it up with their mortar, and they would cook it in pots, make cake out of it, and it would taste like oil cake. Uvaredes ha-tal ala machaneh laila yired haman alav. And the mun would come along with the tal, with the dew, every night. Okay, so this story, the beginning of the story, is about how the people complained about not having meat. And the beginning of the story, which is Dalet and Hay, tells us that the heir of Rav and the Jewish people with them were complaining and they were crying, who's going to give us meat? And they say they remember the Dagah, and then the Torah recounts or recalls the idea of man and the concept of man. So the story, the main concept that we're going to take up in this story is what was the nature of this flaw that the Jews had? What were they really asking for? And later on, we'll see when we read through the Pesukim in our Parsha that they were punished and they were killed because of this. So the question is, what were they asking for and why were they complaining? What was the source of their complaint? So Rashi immediately points out, interestingly enough, that you can't take the Torah in its upshot level and there must be a deeper complaint. So look at Rashi, source number two. It's on Pasuk Dalet, V'hasaf Suf, Elu Erev Rav, Shenesvu Alehem Betzesam Mimitzrayim. So who initiated the complaints against Moshe and God? They were the Erev Rav, the people who converted after the Jews left Mitzrayim. Vayashuvu Gam B'nei Yisrael Vayivku Imahem. And the Jews joined along with the Erev Rav, and they were crying about the lack of meat. And then Rashi says, Mi Yachilenu Basar, who's going to give us meat? V'chi Lo Hayolahem Basar. So Rashi asks a question, an obvious question, do they not have any meat in the desert? It says that when the Jews left Mitzrayim, they did have meat. They had a lot of cattle. So why were they complaining about a lack of meat if they already had meat? And maybe you'll say they ate up all their meat. They didn't have any cattle left. So you can't say that because when they went into Eretz Yisrael, it says that Reuven had a lot of cattle. So they must have had a lot of cattle throughout their desert experience. So they were just looking for a reason to complain. So the first explanation of Rashi is that they really weren't complaining about the meat per se. They were just looking for a reason to complain because they had enough meat. But of course the question is, so if that's the case, so why were they attaching it to the meat per se if they're not really complaining about the meat? So what's the value or what's the idea of the Torah bringing it into the meat, into their complaints about meat, if the true complaint had nothing to do with meat? They had enough meat. So what is the nature of their complaint exactly? That's what we're going to try to analyze. And I left this next Rashi off the source sheets that I sent out, but it's an important Rashi. It's on Pasuk Hey. It says, Asher nochal b'mitzrayim chinam. So they were complaining about the lack of fish that they got for free. So im tomar shemitriyim nosnim lahem dagim chinam. So if you want to say that the Egyptians gave them free fish, v'alukvar namar v'teven lo yinosin lachem, they wouldn't even give them straw to make the bricks. If they wouldn't give them straw for free to make the bricks, and they forced the Jews to get the straw themselves, how would we possibly say that the Mitzrayim gave them fish to eat for free. So, umahu omer chinam. So, what does it mean for free? Chinam in a mitzvos. They wanted to lack mitzvos. They didn't want any mitzvos. So, they were asking for a lack of mitzvos attached to eating, or in general, a lack of mitzvos. And then it says, Isa kishuim, omer of shimo b'nei ma'amon mishtana l'chol davar chutz me'ilu. And the mon on specifically did not turn into kishuim, cucumbers. Why? B'bnei shem kashim l'manikos. They're hard for women who are nursing their children. They're not good for nursing. Omrim le'ishal tochli shum u'batzal b'nei atinok. So really the idea that the mon didn't taste like those vegetables was to protect the people. But yet they were complaining about it. So Rashi teaches us, without analyzing him completely, but just looking at him on the surface, he's teaching us that the complaints about the meat weren't really about the meat. Because he said, A, they had enough meat, and B, their recollection of Mitzrayim and getting free food in Mitzrayim wasn't accurate. It was a lie. So really, they were looking for a lack of mitzvos. So if that's really the source of their complaint, that they don't want any mitzvos anymore, so why is that attached to the Torah saying, Hisavuta Ava, that they had a lot of craving, and they wanted meat? So what is the meat? Why is the meat the surface, or the superficial, for the deeper complaints of the Jews? And the deeper complaints seem to be stronger complaints. They don't want Torah mitzvos, and that's the main complaint. They're just looking for a pretext to complain about Moshe and Hashem. So why, again, so aside from trying to understand what the source of their complaint was and what it was in its nature, the question is, why does the Torah present us with this surface complaint about meat when in the depths of the philosophy and analysis of the Torah that Rashi points out, it's clearly not about the meat? So was it about the meat or was it not about the meat? And why bring in the meat at all as a source of complaint? So that's the question. And then if we look in the Ramban says a little bit different than Rashi. And he says, V'tam v'asaf suf asher b'kirbo istavu tava, shelo ayolahem chisaron b'midbar. So again, he agrees with Rashi, and he says that the Jews weren't lacking anything in the Midbar. Ki hayolahem aman lasova, they had man that would satiate them. V'hayu osim bo matamim shonim, they can make it any taste they wanted. B'tam chashim me'od kasher yisofer, they could have made the man taste like meat. Aval ham shilu b'nafshosam ta'ava rabba kimis avim lechol apachamim ba'afar v'hamacham hanav ashim. But nevertheless, they in their hearts they decided to crave something that they didn't need, like as if they're craving dirt or things that are dried out. So even though the mun was qualitatively better, they still were looking for meat, even though the mun could taste like meat. So what exactly is the source of their complaint? So if you look in the Ramban, he says, V'yomer mi'achilenu basar, ki lo yelachol am basar lechol b'chol yom. The whole nation didn't have basar every day. Afa pisha achlu mimenu pa'amim rabos. Even though there were many instances where the Jews ate meat in the desert, v'hayo l'miktsasa mikne v'achlu mimenu agidolim. They had some cattle, and the older people, the adults, would eat it. Kemina gamachnos mekomos ayukar, which is the normal. They had enough meat to satisfy them. By the Dagim, they're mentioning Dagim as if they're remembering the past and the greatness of the past. They didn't eat Dagim until this point, from leaving Mitzrayim until this point. So Rashi says that the Dagim was just a surface complaint for a lack of mitzvos, because they clearly didn't get Dagim in Mitzrayim. But the Ramban is saying that they were looking for a different variety of meat, that they weren't satisfied, even though they should have been satisfied with the mun, but they weren't satisfied. So what exactly is going on here? You know, it's the same question as before. Whether you hold like the Ramban or Rashi, what's the nature of their complaint? Was it simply that they wanted more meat? Or, as Rashi says, is there a deeper complaint? And what is the connection between the deeper complaint and the meat itself, and the complaint about the meat? So if we look in source number 4, in the Parsha, later on, so it's funny, the whole story is embedded with a different, there's this, another story embedded in the Slav story, and that story is about Moshe and his need for help in his leadership, which I think I gave Shiran in years past. But so we're going to skip those psukim and go to the end. So in source number 4, it's Bamidbar Parakid Aleph Pasuk Lamed. It says what happened to the Jews that complained about the meat. It says, Vayasef Moshe Lamachne Hu Vizikne Yisrael. So the Moshe gathered all the zakenim to the camp, and it says veruach nasa meisad Hashem vayagaz salvim in ayam vayitosh al machane kederach yomko sivosam achade uchamasayim al pnei aretz. So what happened was Hashem made this miracle occur, created this miracle, where all these quail, it's interpreted as quail, salvim, so they ended up being strewn about. There was so much quail that it was two amos from the ground, 2 cubits off the ground. That's how much there was all around the camp. So there was tons and tons of quail. It says, Vayakum om kol yomahu v'chol laila v'chol yomamacharas v'yasvu es aslov hamamit asarach hamarim v'yishtachu laim shatoach sivos hamachaneh. So the nation got up, the people, and they were gathering up all this quail, and even the smallest amount was 10 heaps, 10 piles, and it was strewn about all the machaneh. Habasar udenu bein shinehem term yikareis v'afar Hashem chara v'am v'yachar Hashem v'am makara ba'meod. So before they finished eating, Hashem was angry, and he smote them with a makkah, with a plague, and vayikra, and a lot of people died. Vayikra Hashem makomahu kivros ha'tava ki shom kavru es ha'am ha'misavim, and the name of the place was called Kivros ha'tava because that's where they were buried. All these individuals who had such a strong craving for meat were buried there. Mikivros ha'tava nasu ha'am chatiros v'yuba chatiros, and then they left Kivros ha'tava and they went to a place called Chatiros. So Torah tells us that aside from the fact that it was a flaw that the Jews had in requesting the meat, it says that they were punished in a very strong fashion by Hashem, and they were destroyed. And if you look in Rashi, Lamed Beis. So you skip the first one and it says Hamamit mi she'osef pachlos mikulom ha'atzalim b'chagarim asaf asara chamarim. Even the lazy people and the disabled people were able to gather up 10 piles worth of quail, so it was a lot of quail. Vayishtachu asu oson mashtichin. They had lots of piles and piles. Term yikares kitargumo ad lo pasach. So the tirgum, the uncle says they weren't done eating yet, and Hashem had this makkah, this very great plague, and he killed them. Davaracher ino maspik lepisko b'shinov ad shenish maso yotze. The other possibility is when they were eating, as they were eating, Their neshamas left them, and they were killed with the meat in their mouth. So the Torah tells us that they were killed, and there was a great tragedy here. So of course we still have to understand what the nature of their complaint was, why it was so bad that they deserved to die. And of course Rashi says that they were requesting removal of Torah and mitzvos, which makes sense why they would be killed in this way. But again, we have to answer the question: what's the connection with meat? Why is meat mentioned as the surface of their complaint? So those are all the questions. So now we're gonna add more to the questions, add some more questions. So there's an earlier story. This is the second story of the Slav, but there's an earlier story with regard to quail. And in the Torah there, it doesn't mention that the Jews were punished, even though they requested meat. So if you look in, it's in Shmos, it's in Parshas Beshalach, Shmos Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Beis. It says, "Va'yilonu kol hadas bnei Yisrael al Moshe ve'al Aaron ba'midbar." This is right after Yetzias Mitzrayim, right after Yamsuf. They complained to Moshe and Aaron, "Va'yomer alehem bnei Yisrael, mi tein musenu biyad ad Hashem be'arat Mitzrayim, b'shivtenu al sira basar be'ochlenu lecha masova, ki hotisem osanu el hamidbar zel hamis es kol hakala zevarav." So in the first instance of the quail, the slav, the Jews complained to Moshe and Aaron in the desert, and they say, why do you take us out of Mitzrayim, where we had pots of meat, and we ate bread that satiated us? Because you took us into this desert to kill us with hunger. So the Jews again complain. So similar to our parsha in Bahaloscha, where the Jews complain about not having enough meat, the Jews complained initially when they left Mitzrayim about not having enough meat and not having enough bread. And there too, the Torah mentions the man, but it also mentions in source number 7, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, Shamati es sunos bnei Yisrael daber lehem lemor bein arbaim tochlu basar v'abokir tizvu ulachem vidatem ki ani ad Hashem elokeichem. So Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron that I've heard the complaints of the Jews, and I'm going to give them meat, and they're going to get bread, and they'll know that I am Hashem. Vayhiva erev v'tal aslo v'tachas es ha-machaneh v'abokir ha-isah shech v'asatal saviv ha-machaneh. And it occurred that way. In the nighttime, in the evening time, there was slav quail, and it covered the machaneh, and in the morning, same thing, they had the mon. And that's where the mon was discovered, in the beginning of, at the end of Bishalach, in the beginning of their journey in the Midbar. So again, the Torah here says a similar complaint that the Torah has in our Parsha, in Baal Oscha. It occurred in Bishalach too, and Hashem rewards the people, or at least he grants them the slav. But in Bishalach, they weren't punished, they weren't killed. In fact, Hashem gives them the slav, and he gives them the mon, and nothing happened to them. So the question is, what's the difference? Why is it that in our parsha, in Baal Uscha, they're punished, they're killed, because they're asking for meat, but in Bishalach, where they ask for the same, they make the same complaints, and they request the same thing, so they're not killed, and in fact, their request is granted by Hashem, even though they were complaining. They're given slav, and they're given meat. So what's the difference between the two incidents, these two stories of the slav? In story number one, in Bishalach, the first story, they were given slav, and they weren't punished. But in story number two, in Baal Uscha, in our parsha, they complain about not having enough meat, and then they're killed as a result. So what's the difference between the two? Why is it that in Bishalach, they weren't killed, and they weren't punished, but in Baal Uscha, they were punished? So that's an essential question that we're going to take up. So the main idea is tied to the Ramban in source number 8. And in source number 8, the Ramban explains and he brings down the difference between the two stories a little bit. So he says as follows. It's Perek Tazayin in Bishalach and Shemos, Pasuk Yud Beis. Shamati es sunos b'nei Yisrael, daber alihem le'mor b'nei Arbaim. Ze'a dibor kvar amru Moshe le'Yisrael. This was mentioned before to Moshe, and Yisrael, that they were going to get meat. Aval nishne ba'avur sh'amar shamati esunos b'nei Yisrael. But it was repeated again because Hashem wanted to tell the Jews and Moshe that he heard their complaints. Ki mitchilo amar hineni mamtir lachem lechem ke'osa imam chesed b'rtzono ol zachusam. Initially, Hashem was going to give them bread, man, out of his kindness and because of their merit, the merit of the people, that they deserved it. Ve'ata higid ki nechshav lachem lo'avon. But now God is telling them that there is a sin here, that they were complaining. And the result of the tluna, of this complaint of the Jews, is that Hashem was going to give them what they wanted to prove and to show them that He is God. Until this point, they didn't really believe in Hashem, even though they had Kriyas Yamsuf. That's why you complain to his prophets, about his prophets. In the beginning, Hashem didn't promise to give them man all the time in the Midbar. The Jews thought initially that maybe they'll have man in this place for one day or 2 days, then they'll move to another place and they might get man. And then they'll go to a place of bread. So now Hashem is teaching them that they'll get man every single day on a consistent basis. And so too, they'll get basar on a consistent basis. And if you look in the next part of the Ramban, so the Ramban says in the first paragraph that really initially Hashem was going to give them bread out of his kindness and because they merited it. But then because they complained, Hashem, he doesn't punish them. He actually responds to their complaints and he says, Ani ad Hashem Elokeichem. This is going to prove to them that I am God. Which is a funny thing. Why is he trying to prove to them that he is God through this? And why doesn't he punish the Jews? He never punishes them. Even though he says it's an avon, it's a sin, he doesn't punish them. He doesn't kill them for asking for meat and bread. So why not? And interesting, go on to the Ramban, the next paragraph. V'chein das rabosenu, shehaya slav imayim min ayoma huvahala kemo haman. So some of the Rabbanim, some Chazal say, that the Jews got mun and slav every day. That they got quail every day, and they got mun every day. And that's how Rashi holds, actually, in the Gemara. We'll see. V'chein nira. And this appears to be the case. Ki al shnei devarim nislonenu. They complained about not having lechem and basar. U'v'shneim shama eslunos v'ta'avasam yavilahem. And in both instances, Hashem answered, and he gave them what they wanted. He gave them lechem in the mun, and he also gave them meat. Ki ma yitin lahem u ma yosef lahem basar liyom echol olishnayim. What would be the benefit if God just gave them meat for 1 day or 2 days? So the answer is no. He gave them every single day that they were traveling in the Midbar. So I bet many people didn't know this, but it was significant that the Jews received mun and basar every single day. They got quail every day. Va'parsha shnishbarish v'tarich b'nin amon ki chol masav heim neflon b'tikzar b'nin aslav v'hibar batal aslav ki hu b'noeg shabolam. And the mun, the Torah talks about verbosely, because the mun was a great miracle, but the slav wasn't as great, it was just natural. So the Torah only mentions it in a very slight way. This is the only place that it mentions it, but really, according to many Chazal, the slav was given to them every single day with the mun. So now the question is, if they were given Slav, same question as before. First of all, why weren't they punished for requesting the Slav? And how is Hashem going to prove that he is Hashem through giving them the mud and the Slav? And furthermore, what's the nature of the flaw in Bahalu Sucha, in our Parsha? Why were they punished in our Parsha? And why did they want more? They already had quail every single day. So that's the question. Okay? And then last point in the Ramban, he says, V'inyan Aslav Hasheni b'kirvos atava. So what about our story in Bahalu Sucha? So what's the idea there? Ki lo bolaham yimenu ata lesova. It wasn't coming to satiate them. Kasher yomar b'kan tamid, as it says in Bishalach, basar l'achov v'lechem lisboa. It says in Bishalach that the basar and the lechem were meant to satiate them. But in Bahaloscha, it's not for that purpose. V'itachin shayu gidoleim lokdin oso. The older adults would gather up the quail every day. Oshayim is damin l'chasidim shebahem, or it was prepared for the great people. V'tzireyem ayu te'evim lo, v're'evim imenev. The younger generation really wanted the Slav. Ki lo yisaper b'slav v'yilketu amar bev hamamit kasher amar b'man. So they didn't have as much Slav as they had at Man. They didn't have as much quail. V'lachin amar sham v'hasa suf asher b'kirbot hisavu ta'ava. That's why they craved it. V'amar v'yashu v'yivku gamine Yisrael shayu gamihem bochem lo v'lo kulam. Some of the Jews, they didn't have Slav regularly, and they wanted it, and they were jealous of the other Jews that got it regularly. The oz nason l'hami menu l'rov me'od. Then Hashem gave them a lot of Slav. Kasher Omar Hamamit Asaf Asarach Amarim. As it says in our Parsha, that even the Mamit, the one who had the least amount, had 10 piles. The Achlu Chodesh Yamim, Veshefahu Veshavli Nana Arishom. Or, this is another possibility, about Derech Hapshat, Hayu Kol Maaseh Aslav L'Itim. The other possibility is that they didn't get Slav every day, but it was in different points in the Midbar, not every day, but one year, one another year. V'aman Shayach Hayusom Hayalam Tamid. They always had Man every day. But the lechem, the man, they got every day. So the Ramban, just to summarize, the Ramban says that there's two possibilities. One possibility is they got man every day, but they didn't have an abundance of it. So the younger generation were jealous of the older generation that had more slav. And the other possibility is that they didn't get slav every day. They got it at different, various times in the Midbar. So that's the other possibility. So now we've put a lot of the information together, but I just want to summarize before we move on this last point, and then we'll get to the answer. But to summarize up till now, we had two stories of the Slav. Slav in our Parsha, Baloscha, and in our Parsha, it says that the Erev Rav and the Jews were Hisavu Tava. They had a strong craving for meat, and they complained about meat. And we saw before that Rashi and the Ramban say that it wasn't really about the meat. It was a deeper complaint. But the question is, it was about mitzvos, according to Rashi. They were just looking for a reason to complain. And the Ramban says that they wanted variety. But still, why does the Torah talk about the meat, and why is it so important if they had enough meat, and they had mikneh, and they had slav? And furthermore, Hashem punishes them in a very strong way. He kills them all for complaining about the meat. But yet, we see earlier in Bishalach that the same thing occurred, where the Jews complained to Moshe and Aaron about not having meat, and not having lechem. And then Hashem, instead of, even though he calls it an avon, he calls it a sin, like the Ramban says, and that's why he mentions that they complained about it, but nevertheless, he seems to give in to their complaints, and he gives them man and slav, and he doesn't really kill them with the man and the slav. So why is it that in our story, in Baloscha, the Jews were killed, but in Bishalach, they weren't killed? Furthermore, what's this idea, this machlokes, that they got slav every day versus whether they got slav at various points, at various times in the Midbar? And also, if they were getting slav every day, what exactly were they complaining about? Why do they need more quail if they were getting quail every day? So those are all the questions that we have. Okay, so the last point that I want to take up is this machlokas about whether they really got slav, quail, every day with the man. And then at the end, we'll come to the answer. So if you look in the Gemara, in source number 9, the Gemara, if you go a couple words in, to Shnayim Bislav, so the Gemara is taking up the idea that there were 10 instances where the Jews tested Hashem in the Midbar, and they came in spurts of 2. So 2 of them with regard to the Slav, the Torah says, the Gemara says. So the Gemara is Arachin Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, and it says, Shnayim Bislav Rishon Uvislav Sheni. Shnayim Bislav Rishon Uvislav Sheni. So there are two instances where the Jews complained and tested Hashem with a Slav. One was Slav Rishon, the first story in Bishalach, and the other one was Slav Sheni. Vislav Rishon b'shiftechem al siar basar. By the first slav, they mention that they had a lot of basar in Mitzrayim. They had pots of meat. Vislav shini v'asasuf asher b'kirbo. And the second slav instance was in Baloscha, in our parsha. Okay, so if you look in Rashi over there, this is important. Rashi says in source number 10, Vislav Rishon, kishehischil haman leireid, when the man first came down, slav yorid imo, the slav would come with it, kidechsiv v'yiba erev atal slav, v'abukar esashich vasatal, u'la'achar zman meruba hisavu yoser. So every day, when they would get man, they would also have quail. But after time, after a period of time, they wanted more and more quail. So that's one possibility. And the Tosos over there in source number 11 says, Hisavu ta'ava. So he says, Perish Rashi, Hisavu yoser. They wanted more. Mashma shalo pasak lehem haslav Rashi. So it sounds like Rashi's saying that they never were without slav. It came to them every day with them on. V'arav Rabbeinu Yosef krab hirish, shapasak lehem haslav rishon, v'hasav sif asher b'kirbo, Hisavu ta'ava, lefish lo hay lehem slav, v'yar lehem slav sheni. So the other possibility is like the Ramban says, and it, which is that, really, they had slav initially and at different times, but they didn't have it consistently. And nevertheless, the Asaf Suf, the Erev Rav, complained because they didn't have it consistently. So there seems to be a machlokes we've shown in between Rashi and Tosfos, the Ramban, about whether or not the Jews had slav, had quail every day on a daily basis, come down with the man, or it was a delicacy that was given to them. So we have to understand what the machlokes is between the two and answer all the questions. So how do we answer these questions? That's a question. What's the approach that we could take to try to answer all the questions that we had on story number one and story number two and the inconsistencies between the two stories? So I think the answer lies in Parshas Noach. So why do I think it lies in Parshas Noach? So Parshas Noach, it teaches us that the first time man was allowed to eat meat was really after the Teva. After the event of the Teva, Noach was given permission to eat meat. But prior to that, Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat meat. In fact, they were only allowed to eat vegetables from the garden, and even when they were kicked out, they were only allowed to eat from the land. But once the Mabul occurred, and Noach came out of the Teva, so the Hashem says to Noach that you're allowed to eat meat. So if you look in source number 12, it says in Parak Tes and Bereshis, Pasuk Aleph, Vayivarech Elokim es Noach ves banav, Vayomer lehem pruur vu milus aretz. So Hashem blesses Noach and his children, and he says, go propagate and fill up the earth. Umor achem b'chitachem ye al kol chayas aretz, ve'al kol of ha-shamayim, v'chol asher tirmos adamav, v'chol degei yam b'yadchem itanu. And then he says that the fear of man will be on all the animals and on all the birds, and wherever you go, the animals will be afraid of you, and also the dogim will be given to you. And then you can eat anything that's crawling on the ground that's alive, and you can treat it like a vegetable, like anything that comes from the ground. So you're allowed to eat this stuff. So up till this point, it was usher, it was a prohibition for man to eat meat. But after the Mabul, Noach was given permission to eat meat. So the question is, why was he given permission to eat meat? So I think this is a famous answer. I think I gave share on this as well in the past. But the idea of meat at this point was that Noach was in a very insecure state after the Mabul. He had just witnessed the destruction of all mankind, and only he and his family were saved. And it seems like the Torah and Hashem were identifying that man, in order to feel secure enough to propagate, to do puravu, and to continue working the land and continue growing in the land, they needed some sense of security, because the fear of a Mabul occurring again would be too harsh for man to continue to grow and have more children and build the land with that fear. So Hashem, one of the ideas, of course, is the keshes, is the rainbow. That's a sign, that's an os, that we should be reminded that the Mabul won't occur. But also another idea is that in order to build up man's sense of strength and his ego and his security, he needed the idea of the matir to eat meat, the permission to eat meat. Because when a person eats meat, it's a different psychological experience than just eating from the ground. When you eat from the ground, it does fill you up physically, and it might satisfy some of your drives for food, but there's no psychological idea, there's a psychological benefit to man in terms of his own sense of security and his feeling of security when he eats meat, because man identifies with the animals, and he feels powerful, he feels strong. It's like the hunter emotion. And even if he's not hunting, even eating meat alone, makes man feel more secure. There's a security element and a psychological element to eating meat. So with that idea, just a basic idea in human psychology about the difference between eating meat and other foods, we can answer all the questions. So how do we answer all the questions? So the answer is as follows. So early on, one of the main questions we had is, what's the difference between the Asaf Suf in our Parsha and Baal Uscha and in Bishalach, where they ask for meat and they're granted meat and they're not punished? And what does the Ramban mean that Hashem gave in to them and he wanted to prove that he's Hashem? So perhaps the Ramban is saying, based on Bishalach, that initially Hashem never told them that man was going to be consistent. And their complaints, although they didn't have a right to complain, or they shouldn't have complained in the way that they did, but there was some idea that was justified in their minds, and there was some true justification for their complaints, which is that in order to live in the desert, which is a very insecure space as it is, it's very open, and you're not assured of food. In order to live there and to be able to relate to God properly, so the idea is that they needed to have some sense of security. And the idea was that Hashem recognized that this was important for Klal Yisrael. And in fact, even though the way that they asked was inappropriate in Bishalach, it says they were tluno, they were mislonin, they complained, and they said that they were going to die in the Midbar. So the nature of their request, the way that they asked for the man and the basar, was inappropriate, but still Hashem recognized that this need of man for some sense of security, where their food's going to come from and that they're going to have food, is really important. And basar is part of that, because basar isn't just about satiation, but it's also about psychological satiation, feeling powerful, feeling security. So the idea is that Hashem recognized that this was essential and necessary for the Jews in the Midbar. And the machlokes in the Rishonim of whether they got it every day or not, was the question is, did they simply need the normal standard of basar that the average society has, or did Hashem even recognize that they needed further, even more basar than average, because of the fact that they're in the Midbar? And being in the environment of a Midbar necessitated that they had more consistent meat. So the machlokes is, did they have to have more consistent meat than normal, than the average society, or just giving them meat every once in a while was enough that they could feel that sense of security, that sense of power, I would say, that was necessary for them to feel some sense of self-worth and not fearful of their life and their survival all the time. So on the one hand, in the Midbar, there was this balance that the Jews should recognize that they're dependent on Hashem, and they should recognize that their security comes from Hashem, but they couldn't be in a state where they didn't know when their food was going to come and when and how it was going to come. So Hashem recognized that, and he grants them this. And he gives them the meat, and he gives them the lechem. So he gives them both. But in our parsha, they start complaining, and it says Vasasuf Asher Bikirbo Yisavu Tava. So what does this mean? So it means that in our parsha, the idea of meat giving them security was now. It came to a point where it became a flaw. It became a tremendous flaw. Because it's one thing for meat to give man a sense of security in order to balance him out, in order to give him, you know, a strong platform to stand on, so that he's not in a state of fear all the time and he's in a state of anxiety. But sometimes when you eat too much meat, or when you crave meat too much, it means that you're craving a freedom and you're craving control and power. And the idea that Rashi says is that they didn't want mitzvos anymore, meaning that they were tired of being controlled. They're tired of feeling like that they were controlled by God, that they were under God's will constantly. So the idea is that the meat became corrupted. On the one hand, the ultimate purpose of giving them meat on a consistent basis was in order to balance out their emotion of insecurity. But what happened was that the meat became a source of strength and a source of power and security that was really harmful to them. And that's what the Torah is teaching us in Baal Uscha, that initially, in Bishalach, their request for meat, although the way they requested it was inappropriate, their request for meat was somewhat justified. To live in the desert in an insecure state constantly is really difficult, especially for the Jews to develop as people, to develop as a nation. So Hashem recognizes that. But in Baal Uscha, in our Parsha, it's taken to a different level. The idea of meat and the corruption of meat as a means of providing man with security was taken beyond what it was meant for. And that's why they were killed. Meaning that their search for meat was a search for strength, power, security, beyond what was necessary to balance out the insecurity of living in the desert. And in fact, that's what Rashi means, that they didn't want mitzvos anymore, meaning that the meat and the connection between the meat and the desire to throw off the yoke of mitzvos is that connection, which is that just like meat is a driving force for man's strength and feeling of power and control and security, so too, the underlying feature was that they didn't want to be underneath God's will constantly, and they wanted to break off from that. And that's why they were killed in the story of Baal Uscha, because the nature of their flaw in Baal Uscha was far stronger and far worse than their flaw in Bishalach. In Bishalach, it was that they were misloning, that they complained to God. But in Baal Uscha, in our Parsha, it was that the underlying desire for meat was premised on the desire for power, the desire for control and security. And it was inappropriate. They didn't really relate to the meat properly. So the Torah is telling us that they were killed because of this flaw, because of this flaw. All right? So that's the end of the shiur. So let me just summarize the main points, and then we'll call it a night. Okay, so the main points of the shiur was that we look through the story of the slav, of the quail, in Baal Uscha. And the story teaches us that the Jews and the Erev Rav complained about the quail. And Rashi says that their complaint wasn't about the quail per se, but it was about mitzvos, that they were tired of keeping mitzvos. And the Ramban says that also, he says they had enough meat, just like Rashi. So really their complaint wasn't really justified, and it really was that they were just remembering the past. They wanted Dagim. They were looking for variety. So what exactly was the nature of their complaint? That was our question. And how is it tied to the desire for meat, if it really wasn't about the meat, per se? And then we saw later on in Baal Uscha that they were punished to the point where they were killed by Hashem. So why was it so bad? What was so bad about their flaw? And then furthermore, in Bishalach, earlier in Shemos Bishalach, the Torah teaches us that the Jews had a similar complaint about desiring meat. But over there in Bishalach, Hashem never punishes them. It never says that he kills them for the desire for meat. In fact, it's the opposite. He gives into it. So much so that there's a machlokes rishonim between Rashi and Tosfos, whether they got slav, they got quail every day with them on, or it was given to them at various times in the Midbar. But you see that it was a machlokes, and everyone held that they had meat, either their own meat, their own cattle that they took out of Mitzrayim, or the quail that was given to them by Hashem. So what's the idea? What's the difference between the two stories? And that was one of the main questions. So the answer that we said was based on Noach. We said that the primary idea of meat, that was the matir for meat, the permission to eat meat by Noach, was an idea of insecurity. That Noach was in a state of tremendous insecurity after the mabul, seeing all mankind destroyed other than him. And he needed the matir, or Hashem recognized that the matir to eat meat would help him feel more secure and help him grow in the land and build the land up. So as a result of that, so Noach and humanity were able to eat meat. So Hashem recognized the same in the instance of the Midbar. As the Jews entered into the Midbar, even after witnessing Mitzrayim and Yamsuf, nevertheless, it was natural for the Jews to feel insecure, not knowing where their food's going to come from and their meat. And they needed, Hashem recognized that this is important. It was important for them to feel security, and meat is necessary for that sense of security. The machlokes about whether they got meat every day or not was a question of whether they needed an extraordinary amount because they were in the environment of the desert, or just a normal amount was enough. But we see that it was necessary. So we said that in Baal Uscha, in our parsha, the flaw was that the meat wasn't just part of the balancing act of the Jews to maintain their level of sanity in the desert, but it became a drive in its own. And it became a desire for security and a desire for power that went beyond what was necessary in the desert. And it ended up leading them to really kfira, really trying to reject mitzvot and reject the Ratzon Hashem. So that's why they're destroyed in our parsha, but in Bishalach, Hashem treats them differently. All right, so that's the end of the shiur. Anybody have any questions? All right, so everybody have a good Shabbos. Thank you for calling in. Thanks. Have a good Shabbos. You know the word